The first day of a new month, Monday, July 1st, and we're joined by Executive Director of the Illinois Municipal League, Brad Cole. Brad, first morning, welcome to July.
Yeah, good morning.
There's a lot of changes here this morning. Of course, gas taxes taking the number one lead here when it comes to the morning. It's sure because it affects every single one of us. And what's interesting is there are five states that see their gas taxes increase today. 1 penny in Texas, in South Carolina, 2 cents, in California, 5 cents, in Ohio, it's 10.5 cents. Gas tax in Illinois, out of the five states, the highest, from 19 to 38 cents. That's the number one subject, isn't it?
That's the big one. That's what's going to get everybody's attention today as the pumps roll up quite a bit. And there was a lot of chatter about it yesterday as people were trying to fill up before it started, but can't avoid it anymore after today.
Right. Seeing people now saying, hey, here at in Murfreesboro, Kroger's, $2.79 this morning, $2.79 Metropolis. Thanks, Mark. Pinckneyville, $2.99, $2.98. Carterville, I think the term is Hucks, not that letter. Spell checker.
Well,
can
be. That's just a typographical error.
Yeah, spell checker.
Yes.
293.
Autocorrect.
Yeah, well, I was into Carterville. They're not X. So, sorry. 293. Freud. 293.
Yes, exactly.
Hucks and Christopher.
Yeah.
Just some of the ones that we're seeing this morning. But when it comes to you know, and this is one of the things, and Brad talk about, and I talk about this, we gloss over it somewhat. Occasions, you Municipal League, one of their jobs is to tell communities, this is how you deal with these new laws. Here's what's coming your way. What do you see on your agenda for July 1st for Southern Illinois laws in the entire state as far as that part's concerned?
Well, you know, a lot of things take effect the 1st of July because it's the beginning of the state fiscal year. So that's the biggest issue, is that the state now has money, technically, because the fiscal year begins today. Municipalities often run on a May 1st through April 30th fiscal year, so it's a little different, and some are on a January 1 to 12/31, so a calendar year. But the state fiscal year starts today, so that's the biggest thing. The state budget was enacted, the budget implementation bill was enacted, and those carry with them a number of things, not the least of which now provide for the capital infrastructure. Now, funds are not going to be available today for the capital improvements that people are talking about, but that motor fuel tax increase does go into effect today. And it goes from 19 cents per gallon in Illinois, that's the Illinois tax, to 38 cents per gallon on the gasoline side. There's an additional 7.5 cents per gallon on the diesel fuel side. And, you know, if you're paying at the pump, you don't really care where that's going. You just realize it's coming out of your pocket. But if you're a local government, that means you're going to start seeing some additional revenues because there's a formula that breaks down the first 19 cents and a different formula that breaks down the second 19 cents. About half of what you're getting now, if you're a municipality, you're going to see an increase in. So for the state, it doubled in this motor fuel tax increase. But local governments are going to see about a 50% increase in what they were receiving prior to this.
Okay, well, I guess that helps answer Ted's question. Ted from Hearst.
It's a very complicated formula, but that's the basics of it, yeah.
All right, Ted from Hearst saying, I work with the city. Next time you speak with Brad or others, would like to know if local share of motor fuel tax will double since tax get did. But there's another aspect to this, and I was reading the statement issued by DeCoin Mayor Guy Alonji just a couple of moments ago, saying we will not. We have the ability to take 3-4 cents local, and we will not do that because we won't place any more tax burden on our citizens. So there's another item here, and I guess we'll see this voted on and in city councils and the like for probably the weeks to come.
Yeah, and home rule municipalities can impose their own local motor fuel tax. I think after today, because of the big increase, you're not going to see any communities adding anything locally. So you're going to be just paying that new state rate as of today in most cases.
And you got a dollar per pack cigarette tax increase. That kicks in today and anticipated $158 million. You've got, oh, here's an interesting one. You want to leave the state? You want to sell your real estate and get out? Triple real estate transfer tax as of today, July 1st.
Right, and that's one that's got a lot of people's attention. Obviously, you can't really get out of that one because if you're selling or purchasing a home, you're going to be paying that transfer tax. And these are all the different places where funds are generated to pay for either the state budget or these capital issues.
And this one is infrastructure.
For infrastructure, right. And there's both a vertical infrastructure bill and a horizontal infrastructure bill. So for folks around Southern Illinois, you know, that's going to be some of the money that goes to the Des Moines State Fairgrounds, actually. You mentioned Mayor Alonji for some of the improvements there, or the new communications building at SIU, or some of the new road and other improvements that will be helping the transportation infrastructure around the area. Not too far away from that issue on the cigarette tax is the fact that going into effect today, you're going to have to be 21 if you want to purchase tobacco or electronic cigarettes or those alternative nicotine products. It used to be 18, now it's going to be 21.
And there's been a separate e-tax, e-cigarette tax increase as well, which begins July 1st, estimated $10 million. I already know at least one business going out of business and promise they're leaving the state as a result. Saw that story last week. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, here's one. A new tax on managed care health insurance, an estimated $390 million in operating funds, goes into effect July 1st.
Right. I mean, and this is how you see there's literally dozens, or at least more than a dozen, of these individual taxes that were signed by the governor last week, and of course the governor's going around still today and the rest of this week to discuss the different things that people are going to be getting out of these tax increases. But yeah, there's lots of little ones left and right.
Yeah, and of course, Brad, talking about this, worthy of note, Walker's Bluff, the governor is due to be in Illinois tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right, Southern Illinois. He's in Illinois all the time, but he'll be in Southern Illinois tomorrow.
Right, and you know, I think we're working with the governor's office, have been for about 4 days. I think the governor will be on at this time tomorrow morning, possibly 8:20, but more likely 7:20. And it's Rebuild Illinois, and Brad's right, 9 o'clock this morning in Rockford. Then by noon, Chicago, and then Waukegan at 3, talking about this money. What? Because inevitably, because Brad sent me this Illinois Municipal League new laws taking effect 2019-2020. That's some dense reading, my friend.
Yeah, if you don't have anything to do, we've got some products for you that you can read that will glaze you over pretty quickly. And, you know, a lot of things take effect today. A lot of things take effect January 1. You have to realize also that the governor's only been in office for, you know, less than a year, and the General Assembly has only acted on so many things. Not everything that they've passed has actually been sent to him yet. So there will be some other issues that come about that have immediate effective dates, but the big ones that are effective today involve those new revenue sources and things, you know, just some same changes to state agencies. And there's some new penalties on texting while driving. That's no longer a non-moving violation. It is now a moving violation as of today. So there's a lot of stuff that does happen July 1st, but we'll be seeing more of it coming along as the governor signs these bills that are being sent to him every day now.
When you compile these 2019, the new laws for the year in municipalities, including the ones January 1st, are there any, for lack of a better word, Easter eggs in there that you found that went, and you kind of went, oh, wow?
Well, there are, I mean, there's some good things, too. The taxes obviously get people's attention negatively because it's going to cost them money, but there are some regulatory issues. You know, there are issues in the suburban area about the emissions of some hazardous chemicals and materials. The governor signed a law that went into effect immediately about that. That was a couple weeks ago. There are going to be some opportunities to expand economic development benefits, and there are communities that will try to attract data centers throughout Southern Illinois, and there are benefits that were signed into law that are now effective that will provide some opportunities for communities to really attract new businesses, and that means new jobs, and that's something that the governor was down for just a few weeks ago announcing in Carbondale. Some new jobs related to the healthcare industry But there are some data centers that are going to be approached, and those will be new jobs for Southern Illinois. I know there's communities like Greenville that's outside of your listening territory, but this will affect them positively.
Now,
and then, of course, you also have, you know, the minimum wage was signed back in February. That's going to go into effect January 1, and then every January thereafter that, there's going to be increases.
And January and July is for the first year.
Yes, right. Yeah,
it's interesting because a lot of people with municipalities saying, look, come on, all right, I've got the $15 minimum wage. That's going to knock my books out of whack. And we've got to put gas in our vehicles, and that's going to take it all out. And, of course, comes right back to the taxpayer. I want to change gears on you. You'd be disappointed if I didn't.
I would expect nothing less, and I'm prepared, I hope.
All right. You know, I am seeing more and more comments that looks like Chicago is going to go to the state of Illinois and go to Springfield and say, we need help with our pensions. It's not been blatant, but it has been mentioned in several different articles, the Chicago Tribune. They can't do it. They've driven this pension system into insolvency on the almost literal sense, and they're going to look to Illinois for help.
Yeah, and Crane's Chicago Business did a piece on this on Friday. Greg Hines is the very capable journalist there. Mayor Lightfoot out of Chicago has indicated they need to do something about their pensions. As you know, you and I have been talking about pension reform and consolidation for a decade. And, you know, this is an issue that the Illinois Municipal League has been on the forefront of. And the city of Chicago wants to be included in that. They've got their own individual issues. But I think if we all address this, and the state of Illinois has $140 billion in unfunded liability, when we look at it from the local level and the state level, it's real money, and maybe there's an opportunity to get something done now.
The pressure is on. It really is.
I'm sorry?
The pressure is on.
Oh, the pressure is on, yeah. And what you said to lead into it, the pressure is on the taxpayer to pay for all this, and that's why some changes need to happen. The governor's put together a task force to look at this. We're hoping, and I'm on that, we're hoping to have a report this summer sometime. He's been on your show many times, and I've heard him on there, and you know, I'm sure that he'll have something to say about this when he's talking with you tomorrow or next time.
Right.
But pensions and pension reform are one of the biggest issues that hasn't been addressed for many, many years. And I think right now, the momentum is going in the right direction to be able to finally create some solutions there.